Com.
Hey everybody, welcome to America Tonight, broadcasting from Tampa, just a stone's throw away from the convention center. Playing host, the city is, to the Republicans. All of it will really get into full swing on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Tuesday highlights include Ann Romney speaking at the convention and a host of others. The schedule got a little bit more compact, but the same speakers are in place. Some of the fluff, I think, was lost in the convention when they decided to cancel a day thanks to Hurricane Isaac, which turned out to be just a tropical storm, if you will, in Tampa. The people in Tampa are not complaining. They're excited that they didn't get the kind of rain that was predicted, and in fact, they missed the whole eye of the storm. Got a lot of the wet stuff, but not anything like what's being predicted for New Orleans and the rest of Louisiana, or parts of Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi. They're talking about New Orleans getting slammed with the Cat 2, 100-mile-an-hour winds, and the big thing is the amount of water, anywhere from 18 to 20 inches of rain expected, and that could travel up to some other states, too, as well. We'll see if it stays to a Cat 2. It's very strange because Isaac is expected to be weaker than Katrina, which came ashore as a Category 3 hurricane, if you remember, 7 years ago. 125-mile-an-hour winds. But New Orleans could start to feel that tropical storm force, and some people are reporting they already have, while Isaac could veer off of its current projected course. It's interesting to see what happens. One second, everything looks sunny and bright, and the next second, we're talking about something completely different. This isn't lost on Mitch Landrieu, who is the mayor of New Orleans, or the governor of Louisiana, Bobby Jindal, who had to cancel his appearance at the Republican convention because of what's going on with Isaac. He talked about people getting out of some of the cities in New Orleans and said pretty much it's up to the folks if they want to do that or not.
We strongly encourage those that are living in coastal areas outside of levee protection, those south of the intracoastal, those that are living in areas that are prone to flood, especially those areas that have been put on a hurricane watch. There are 20 parishes that have been advised. We strongly encourage those people to evacuate.
Yeah, so there you go. It's the low-lying areas that always get slammed the worst. It makes sense. That's the problem with one of our favorite cities, or what used to be a city that a lot of people went to for Fat Tuesday and whatnot and the celebrations there. They've seen some of the tourists come back, but the fact that New Orleans is built in a bowl, and that's what's so tricky, and that's why the levees, the $10 million to rebuild and to make sure they were strong and as tight as possible. That's why that money went in that direction. All right, speaking of money, it is about money when it comes to the conventions. The people in Tampa are hoping that Republicans will like what they see and spend some money. Maybe Monday ended up being a day where there was some sightseeing and some money spent in some of the restaurants that wasn't put into the convention floors. People were running around doing other things instead. Tampa businesses are preparing for the threats by the protesters. Some of the people in those restaurants and some of the shops took out insurance just in case. I even noticed when I was driving around some boarded up areas. How interesting is that? I guess, you know, we talk about heightened security, so the security's there, but what about if you're in the way of what could be a protest? That wasn't lost on many of the Tampa people. There was some idiot with a machete that was arrested. There were some other people that tried to cause kind of a ruckus, and that was shut down immediately. Everywhere you look, you see cops, you see sheriff's deputies. lots of Secret Service, lots of law enforcement, period. I mean, everywhere you go, driving around the neighborhoods. I'm in, staying in an island just across from the convention center, and there are police officers just all over the place. You know, underneath bridges, because there was the threat of the bridges and the anarchists saying they were going to go after bridges and areas outside of the convention center. So I'd have to say they weren't taking any chances in Tampa. And bravo to that, because who wants to have any kind of an incident at the convention? They still have the rest of the week to go, as Monday was a wash. The convention was open and then promptly, recessed. However, different story for Tuesday and a different story for Wednesday and a different story for Thursday, of course. We'll go through some of the speakers coming up this hour of America tonight, and we'll talk about what the major themes are going to be for Romney and for the undercard, the VP. That would be Paul Ryan. He's talking about the contrast of Obama's policies to Romney's policies. Excuse me. I'm talking about the debt and the deficit and the lack of what has happened in the country. So you can tell that the themes are going to be definitely about what hasn't happened, what should happen, and where we need to be headed as a country, some of the things that we've already said. I think there'll be bumper sticker phrases that will emerge, to be sure, from the convention, and then this is what will be pushed through the rest of the way with really under 70 days before we're at November 6th, and it's election time. It's about those electoral votes, however, and that's not lost on Romney or the Republicans, who are constantly crunching the numbers, figuring out, well, maybe we get a bounce from Wisconsin. Maybe Wisconsin is winnable because of Scott Walker and Paul Ryan and all the money, frankly, that's been put into the party thanks to these super PACs, the Koch brothers, the billionaire from Las Vegas, and a whole lot of other people who don't like the direction the country's going in and have the money to put into PACs that ultimately are backing some of those themes that you will clearly see if you're flipping around one night watching any kind of tube, almost on any kind of station, especially when you get into October and the very beginning of November. That's when whatever money's left, it's spent. It is thrown out there. The rumor is that Romney's war chest could be $1.8 billion. Can you imagine? Obama will never equal that. He'll be lucky to get a billion. Obama's campaign flourished last time around on the backs of people who were donating $200 or less. He had amazing amounts of money from people who didn't have a lot of money. But this time around, they're not seeing any of that, or hardly any of it. So it's about the PAC money the Democrats don't want to take because it goes against what they are constantly railing on. So they're caught in an interesting situation. And I think you're going to see more of that money being accepted, knowing that $1.8 billion is what they're going up against. Boy, that makes it rather tough. Very excited about our next guest, talking about Afghanistan, Iraq, and concerned veterans as to where the nation is headed right here in Tampa. That's next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 27, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,669.30. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,710.85, $855.42 for a half ounce, or $427.71 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,710.85, $855.42, and $427.71.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, of course, broadcasting from Tampa and the Republican convention. We dodged a bullet, so to speak, when it came to the weather. But now it's about issues and people, without a doubt. Very pleased to welcome to the show Pete Hegseth. He's with Concerned Veterans for America. I think you'll be surprised to learn, maybe or maybe not surprised, this recent poll that was done by the Concerned Vets showed, and this is the Winston-Salem group, showed that when 800 military voters were asked to pick the top threats to national security, the military budget cuts were third on the list. Third on the list. Pete, thanks for coming on the show. Tell everybody what number one and two were.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Number one was the economy at 42%. Number two was our national debt. And, you know, it is, on the face of it, surprising. Because you think first about something like defense cuts, and then you also think about, you know, terrorism or Iran or the other sort of state-based threats that we face. But, you know, vets understand that they've fought for freedoms over there, and now they're looking back home, and they're saying, well, if our economy is stagnant and our debt's almost at $16 trillion, and we're piling regulations on top of business owners, how do we expect to actually maintain the kind of economy we need to project military strength? So I actually, you know, give a lot of credit to the guys out there. They understand the ramifications of our economic prowess.
Yeah, and what about, and that's the overall umbrella, but what about the economic woes for the veterans, for the people who have served, and for the people who are currently serving?
Sure,
I mean, that must figure into it.
No, it sure does. It sure does. You know, it's they're having a difficult time finding jobs, too, and faculty at a higher percentage. in many cases, especially amongst young veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. So that bears itself out in the data. And you know, veterans are not just a monolith that say, all right, all we care about is the military and the wars. All we care about are our VA benefits. Of course, you know, I just got back from Afghanistan. It's near and dear to my heart, and the benefits of taking care of our guys is near and dear to my heart. But they also look around like everyone else and say, where am I going to find a job? You know, how are we going to pay for this debt? How are we going to pass on this? Why do I want to pass on a maxed out credit card to my son, my grandson, granddaughter, in the future? They sort of get it, the fact that that's a threat, and it's encouraging to see.
Yeah. Coming back from Afghanistan and with the crew that you were with, do you still keep in touch? Are you tight? Do you find out what's going on with them? Is there a closeness that we hear about that carries over once we get back onto these shores?
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. In fact, you know, we were in kind of a unique spot. I was a counterinsurgency instructor in Kabul, so we actually worked with a lot of Brits and Aussies and Canadians, and so there's a bond there too in keeping in touch with them, the shared mission that we had. You know, there are only a few other countries out there, I pretty much named them, that are still sort of in the fight, and it was an honor to work alongside them and then alongside Marines and soldiers that we worked with as well. You definitely keep in touch. You want to know where they're at, and you want to know what's happening on the ground still.
Yeah, and you talk about working in counterintelligence?
Yep.
Insurgency. So yep. Working in counterinsurgency, I imagine that you dealt with some of the people. What was the reaction to the people that you met along the way in Afghanistan?
It mixed, very much so. It depends on their station in life and the region and the tribe and all of that. But for the most part, you know, I think there's a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of worry about the future because, you know, we surged, but at the same time, we told the enemy when we're going to leave by setting a 2014 deadline. The people mm-hmm. feel that. The Taliban talk about it all the time and say, hey, you may not like us, and the Americans might be strong right now, but they're heading for the exits in the end of 2014, and guess who's still going to be here? That's a powerful narrative with people in a vulnerable state wondering whether their state and their military are able to provide for them. So a lot of what we did at the Counterinsurgency Academy was try to get a pulse of the people, and I'd say anxiety and uncertainty are sort of paramount feelings because they just don't know what's coming next.
Well, it's interesting because so much of what we talked about on this show, Pete, and guys like yourself will come back and tell me similar things. I'd say, well, you know, we don't hear some of these stories. We don't hear so much from the point of view of the people. How are they feeling? What do they think? And what you've just said has been echoed a couple of different times, especially with the hard timeline. So once you get back to, I mean, there's got to be some disappointment in that because of the things that you've done. You've had your hands in there, and so did many of your guys, and of course everybody who's gone to Afghanistan. There has to be kind of that sense too, I would think, for you.
Absolutely, of course there is. And same with Iraq. I served in Iraq 05-06, and you know, the surge turned things around there. And then what do? We declared it over and left, and didn't worry about the aftermath. And it's frustrating to watch some of the things that are unfolding there. Of course, the biggest thing you can give a veteran is their legacy, is what they fought for. How did it finish? What did it mean? And so I want nothing more than the outcome in Afghanistan to be advantageous for us and our interests and America's image and what we fight for. And yeah, I want it for the Afghan people too, but I want it because we sacrificed for it and because it was what happened on 9/11 should never happen again, and we need to prevent that. So that's my gut on it. And that's why I'm back here too, never forgetting that, but saying, hey, now we got to get back into the fight here at home on these big domestic issues that our politicians are not taken care of, and add some seriousness to the debate.
So getting back into the fight, coming obviously and meeting with people and being part of the convention is one thing. What are some of the other things that concerned Vets for America are doing that we might not know about?
Sure. The biggest thing is organizing. So we've got substantial field operations in about 10 states across the country, military-heavy states, you know, Virginia, South Carolina, Pennsylvania, Ohio, different out in Colorado, California, just trying to reach out to vets and do two things. First, you know, educate veterans on these issues, talking about debt as a national security threat, talking about our out-of-control spending, talking about how to reform not just entitlement programs, but also a defense budget that would otherwise get chopped. How do we deal with that? How do we talk about that? And then also sort of elevating veterans' voices in the media, doing things like this at the RNC so that audiences across the country are hearing for veterans, hearing what their opinions are, and understanding, you know, that they're coming at the issues in many of the same ways we are, and we need to work together to get this country back on track. So it's organizing, vets putting them together to be sort of to advocate at the grassroots level, and then also amplifying our voice in the media to make sure we're heard.
And organizing at the grassroots level, Pete, what kind of guys are you seeing? I'm sure probably across the board, all demographics, right?
Across the board, all demographics, all ages, yeah. I mean, we've got some Vietnam vets are our best organizers down in Florida. And in South Carolina, we got some young vets, too, out there. It's a great mix. You know, when you walk into Legion halls and VFW halls and different events, and you just talk to guys and say, hey, this is what we're all about. We're about preserving the freedoms here at home that we fought for overseas. And we're not doing it for a political party. We're not doing it to win an election. We're doing it because the issues are too big to sit on the sidelines.
Yeah.
And that resonates with vets, and it gets them to say, hey, I want to be a part of it. And we've grown pretty quickly and proud of the work we're doing.
So, and as you said, not doing it for a political party to just raise that awareness, talk about it, and go different places. Will you also, will concerned vets also be at the DNC too in Charlotte?
We will, yeah. We've got a big event here at the RNC tomorrow night with all the veterans here at the convention, and we'll do the same thing on Tuesday night at the DNC with all the veterans from the Democratic Convention. So we're reaching out to both sides. You know, the debt affects us all, regardless of your perspective, and that's one of the big issues we're pounding home over the next couple of weeks. So we're definitely talking to all sides and hoping we can get some adults in the room to provide some solutions.
There you go. If you were to make a list, and, you know, when you serve, and thank you so much for your service to this country, both in Iraq, of course, and also in Afghanistan. But I think this will hit home with a lot of people that listen to America Tonight. What can people do to help veterans? What can the average Joe on the street do where they're listening to me in Illinois, in New Hampshire, in Kentucky, and they just want to kind of reach out? Is there anything they can do to help vets?
Yeah, I mean, a couple of things. It's simple stuff. First of all, I think staying engaged in talking about, caring about these conflicts, remembering that we still, tonight, as we speak, have 80,000 troops on the ground in Afghanistan. Sort of not acting like the war is over and understanding that and respecting and honoring the fact that men and women are still fighting and giving their lives for that which we have here. So not forgetting that is critical. And you do that, you know, whether it's events, or also just reaching out and thanking a veteran, recognizing their service, you know, and what they've done. And then also, you know, giving them every opportunity you can. There's a lot of vets jobs initiatives and different things. You know, if you know a veteran struggling, you know, help them out. Give them, you know, mentorship is an important part of opening doors for folks as well. So just being proactive about reaching out. And thanking them for what they do. And then there's so many, a lot of the best organizations that address needs are community-based organizations that work with units or vets in that particular area, you know, getting involved, volunteering time, really getting to know them. You know, they're not looking for handouts or charity case or entitlements. This is about, you know, giving back to folks who have given so much. And that's why, you know, when we talk about defense cuts, it shouldn't be about getting rid of the VA benefits and TRICARE benefits that our guys get. That's something earned. There's a moral connection there to what these guys have earned. And I think just being informed about what it is that vets are facing, what they've done, goes a long way.
Yeah, well said. Pete Hegseth, Concerned Veterans for America, thanks so much for spending time with us here on America Tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Tonight, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, where we are high and dry. Yes, the convention could have gone on Monday. However, because it wasn't looking too good, the decision unanimously was made to cancel Monday's event in case Isaac turned into something much more monstrous than it had. Having survived the little bit of wind and lots of rain, I can tell you that it could have gone on in Tampa because the kids got a day off and the convention could have rolled out. However, it would have been impossible to roll it back after canceling it since so much had to be arranged. Once they made the decision not to have Monday, then they had to stick with no Monday at the convention. A few people showed up at the convention center, but to be honest, not very many were there. It really was a day of let's open it, let's close it, and then we are done. Then we're done for the day, and we'll come back at it and do it all over again and just condense some of the speeches. Some of the highlights include the Ann Romney speech that will go on in the evening hours on the convention floor, and a lot of people are looking forward to her speaking, including her husband, who will be there, because Mitt Romney actually shows up to the convention on Tuesday. So how about that? The running theme is going to be playing fast, hard, and not taking any prisoners. In other words, it's the meme game, game on, Obama versus Romney. Without a doubt, it's all about the money. We've talked about this for show after show after show. We've had all kinds of people on that say the same thing. It's not a shock. We know that this is the ground is the middle ground, the swing states, the undecided. That's where the game is for Romney, if he can swing those people over to his side, if he can win them over. He's been busy working on his convention speech, and it's going to be filled with all of that kind of stuff. The Republican platform is pushing to keep taxes low on investment income, because that was something that was discussed. And while people say, oh, well, you know, there you go, the rich people, I hate to tell you, it's not the rich people. Capital gains on anything where people have 401ks or any of that kind of stuff, people that have barely made any money to scrape together to throw into an account, they would all be affected by it, too. So it's going to be a 40-minute speech that Romney is going to have to, I think, more than anything, he's going to have to push that he's the job creator, not the job killer, which is what the Democrats are saying, that he's not some rich private equity executive who can't relate to the middle class at all. He's going to have to raise that likability factor, because his likability is low, low, low. Obama is killing him, creaming him in the likability category. Polls all show that he's not well known, not as well liked as Obama. Romney knows it. He knows he has to focus on that and make voters comfortable with him as the alternative. But how do you do that? How do you turn your personality around if it's not in your makeup to be that person? If you're not that warm, fuzzy, cuddly, I don't know what the word is I'm looking for, charismatic person. So the Romneys are going to push for that, and it'll be something to watch. And Ann Romney, I think her speech is going to be flooded with personal things that have happened in their lives and why she thinks he is the right guy, because of things that have happened. And the message is going to be clearly the softening, the soft approach. And see, here's the thing. People forget this, and now this is being discussed a lot, but George Herbert Walker Bush in 88, in that campaign, they talked about whether or not he could really connect with voters in a personal way. So it was about the speech. In his speech, he really tried to reach out. Bush did. Bush won. Tried to reach out and become that more likable character. So in the case of Romney, he gets big marks in the weak economy and in leading from a business point of view, but definitely gets killed when it comes to the likability. In fact, I mean, creamed. An ABC Washington Post poll that was published on Tuesday said that Obama was seen as more likable than Romney by this margin. You ready for the numbers? 61% to 27%. That is huge. I mean, that is a huge, huge number. Ed Gillespie said that the speech is a critical, crucial moment for Romney at the convention, where lots of speakers are going to push the testimonials about him and in his career and what he did and as the governor and all that kind of stuff. But Thursday night is his moment, because you'll have millions of people who will be watching who might not have even been paying close attention. A speech can make a difference, and Obama has the speech thing locked down, so he's got to be singing that same kind of music that gets people enthusiastic about what he is offering as the alternative to the guy that's at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue right now. I can't wait to see what he serves up for the people that are going to be paying close attention. I hear it's going to be really just an incredible speech, that he is really pushing it, working on it night and day to get it just right, to really portray what he wants people to know about him. And it couldn't be a bigger moment for anybody running for the office of President of the United States. So as you can imagine, Bobby Jindal canceled his convention appearance with, he's the governor, of course, of Louisiana. He canceled his appearance, I've already mentioned this, with Isaac approaching. The delegates are part of the name of the game when at any convention. There's going to be 2,200 of them, plus the alternate delegates will be there too, and there's just as many of them. The gavel open was hit and open things up. Reince Priebus banged the gavel on a short session because of Tropical Storm Isaac and promptly turned away and recessed it. So the Republicans still will have Paul Ryan deliver his speech on Wednesday, and I already mentioned Romney does his speech on Thursday, and in between, you've got all kinds of C-SPAN rock stars, as somebody told me, including the governor of New Jersey, who is always very, very, very popular. He'll speak, and it'll be interesting to see what he has to say, because he was somebody that was heavily courted. He was somebody who's heavily courted as a potential president for the Republicans, and he poo-pooed it this time around anyhow. All right, Mitt Romney is a sports guy, but the crunch and the crack and all of that when it comes to football, I don't think he's going to have any football analogies anyway in his speech. I could be wrong, but doubtful. Sometimes politicians tend to load up on cliches, and a lot of times it centers around sports. It's a good time to remind you that we have Nailed the Score coming up on America Tonight next week on our early Wednesday morning show.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Yeah, how about those Cowboys? And the reason why is exactly that, because the Cowboys open up on the road against the Giants, and that'll be on Wednesday. So officially, we wanted to kick off Nail the Score before the first game so we could get every game into the mix. Don't know which game will be chosen. Could be that game. Could be another game. And it kicks off Nail the Score. If you don't know how Nail the Score works, it's so, so fun. You don't have to know anything about football. It's like playing the lottery. What you do is, once the computer picks the game of the week, you call in, you pick a team. If it's the Cowboys and the Giants, who do you think is going to win and what do you think the final score is going to be? We had a winner a couple of years ago, Chris in Connecticut. She was so excited. She got great prizes. It's not so much about the prizes, but you will win the America Tonight swag if you nail the score. But you have people that come so close, but yet they do not nail the score, and you have to nail it. It's not close. It's not horseshoes. You have to get the exact score to make it count. And that's the first week of football. Can you hardly believe it? We're already back into football. We've got Labor Day weekend coming up. We're in Tampa wrapping up what's going to happen with the convention and get into September. And before you know it, it'll be November 6th. Stay with us. Coming up, we can count.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Have you heard? Now there's a male enhancement formula clinically tested to work on demand, and you're invited to try it risk-free. TestoCharge is guaranteed to give you the edge you need when you need it. All-natural TestoCharge has ingredients shown to increase libido and boost performance. TestoCharge is safe and it works. With TestoCharge, you'll experience an increase in romantic desire, so you'll be ready when the time comes. And with TestoCharge, you'll get an extra boost in performance, giving you both a night you'll never forget. See why TestoCharge is being called the natural alternative every man should know about. Get your risk-free trial, but hurry. This offer is only for a limited time. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415. TestoCharge is the natural male enhancement product you've been waiting for. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415.
They say that security is 4-1 per convention protesters in Tampa. How about that? 4-1. Police outnumber convention protesters. Wow. I'm not surprised by that based on all the security that I've seen. 250 protesters took part in Monday's march on the RNC. That was pretty low, much lower than the 5,000 people organizers said would be at the rally. They blamed the depressed turnout on the tropical storm, which led the Republicans to postpone some of their high-profile Republican speakers originally set to take the stage on Monday, like former Florida Governor Jeb Bush and Senator Rand Paul. 1,000 officers were there to make sure the rally was peaceful, 4 times the number of demonstrators in the streets. This, of course, after the FBI and Department of Homeland Security had issued a statement because of the stuff that they had received about Tampa's convention being targeted by anarchists. They were not taking any chances, and bravo, they shouldn't take any chances. So why not spend the money to make sure that as much as possible They have a lid on the situation. Four fishermen died, 12 are missing with a typhoon, Bolaven, which plowed toward the Korean Peninsula. I actually saw some pictures of what the waves look like. Incredible. It was four Chinese fishermen, to be exact, and then 12 others that are missing. The maritime police say that 17 people were rescued, and there were searches on for the unaccounted. There was two boats that got stuck in the middle of this. Okinawa, which is situated in the area of the western Pacific Ocean, is where the typhoons happen a lot. And it actually avoided, that island avoided the kind of destruction that some of the other storms have caused in East Asia this summer. It's been a very rough year. Five people were injured on the island. 549 people had to be evacuated. And 18,000 people lost electricity. But notice we're not talking about how many people, like thousands of people, died, because that's always the fear, since they're right in the middle of what often is chaotic and incredibly scary. Looking at the waves that I saw, unbelievable. Unbelievable that anyone even makes it out of there, let me tell you. The thing that people are talking about, besides the Republicans and besides Isaac, which couldn't be bigger, the other thing that is being discussed, I think, a lot, I always say that America Tonight is about the buzz in your backyard, and you can be a part of it, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, is what are people talking about, and what people are talking about is the Empire State shooting victim was actually shot five times in the head. Nine people that were passersby got in the middle of the hail of fire, and three of them are in stable condition. But the man who was killed by a former coworker was shot that many times. That's the anger that Jeffrey Johnson felt with his .45 caliber pistol before the cops arrived and killed Johnson right there in front of the building. Johnson had shot Steve Ericolina, and he died from head wounds, but he also had a grazed wound to the chest, I guess, but there's no question with that many bullets in his head. Two police responded to the shooting. They fired 16 rounds at Johnson, who was a disgruntled former apparel designer. They killed him. It's very strange. I've talked about this, how he served in the Coast Guard in the mid-70s, had two rounds left in his pistol. It had held eight. The New York Police Commissioner, Ray Kelly, said that he died from nine shots to his chest. And that's from the medical examiner's office. And three were recovered from his body. Another four went through his body. And, of course, it's the people that were passersby that were hit. Fragment wounds or just bullets in general. Shots fired, all of them, by the police. Three passersby is how they're, what they're being called. Three people walking by at the wrong time got gunshot wounds directly. The other six were hit by fragments. Very crazy. This guy who was laid off of his job as a designer last year was blaming the other guy, held a long-time grudge, and just decided that was the day he was going to go after him. And whoever was there. They were going to witness it. And when the police arrived, then it got even bigger and more chaotic, to say the least. So what happens when they do the investigation? Was it excessive force? And, you know, ultimately, how many bullets need to be fired to take someone down? Not from the perspective of the nutball, from the perspective of the police who got there in the middle of that. A new CNN poll, which is all about the numbers, shows that Congressman Aiken, speaking on the 19th, talking about legitimate rape and abortion, that's what he was relating it to, all that flap, the controversy, has created a shift in public opinion on the issue of abortion. at least in this one poll, the CNN ORC International poll. What the poll showed, it was done on Wednesday, Thursday, and came out this past Friday, shows that 83% of Americans say that abortion should be legal in cases of rape or incest, with similar numbers believing abortion should be legal when the life or health of the mother is endangered. That's kind of the stuff that most people aren't thinking about or talking about until this controversy. It's just a reminder that there, I think that there are some circumstances where people who are completely pro-life, anti-abortion without a doubt, cannot support the situation in a violent rape or some of these other circumstances of having a baby, and it does open up the discussion even more about abortion in this country and some of the debate that's been going on over the past couple of years, and certainly always a hot button flashpoint for so many. I heard on the plane hardcore Republican women saying that they were talking about being the delegates and being excited about that, that Aiken was creepy, and they hope he doesn't get elected, doesn't take the Senate seat, because that discussion should be between a woman, a doctor, and her family, and it shouldn't be part of what we're talking about now. Wow. I don't think abortion or gay marriage or any of those things will ever go away in the conversation when it comes to politics. I don't think so. It might be a flashpoint, but it's not going anywhere, let me tell you. The National Transportation Safety Board, and this is what a wild turn this is, and we can count, is saying that worn parts are what led to that Reno air crash. Remember that? I talked about going to see the Blue Angels when I was a kid and how much I loved it. They say it's a lethal combination of worn aircraft parts and speed that costs the lives of 10 spectators and a veteran pilot and injured 60 other people. The worn nuts allowed screws to loosen. They say maybe even years ago without any kind of consequence. So when the pilot, Jimmy Leeward, pushed the modified P-51 Mustang to the speed of 445 knots, 35 more knots than it had ever been flown before in the Nevada race course, that flaw caused the vibrations in the plane's trim tabs, and it pitched up 17 G's of acceleration, and then ultimately we know what happened after that. That was just a terrible, terrible crash. What about maintenance? So my question is, where was the maintenance on this plane? Give me a break.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.